From the KERA newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. The American Sniper Trial starts tomorrow, and campus carry could allow college students to bring their weapons to class. We'll start with a nightmare day for drivers on North Texas highways. Parts of four freeways have been shut down by lunchtime. Sergeant Lonnie Haschel with the Department of Public Safety says shortly after noon, the entire interchange of the Bush Turnpike and Dallas North Tollway was shut down for 3 hours after an 18-wheeler overturned on a flyover ramp.
The semi that had overturned was going from eastbound George Bush to northbound Dallas North Tollway. The semi overturned and plywood went everywhere. And we are very fortunate that no drivers below were injured from the falling plywood, and the driver on the semi himself was not injured either.
Earlier, it took 12 hours to clear the wreckage of a fiery crash overnight in Grand Prairie. That meant the busy eastbound lanes of I-30 were shut down at Beltline for the morning commute. Also this morning, most lanes of westbound LBJ near Hillcrest were shut down by a five-car pileup. There is good news in the wreckage. No serious injuries were reported. Campus carry are two buzzwords in Austin and at colleges and universities across the state. Lawmakers are fast-tracking a bill that would allow college students to bring concealed handguns into their classrooms, cafeterias, dorms, and everywhere else on campus. Diana Douglas does a quick background check.
A dozen states have decided that their universities are public places and allow people with concealed handgun licenses to bring their guns. Most of these campus carry laws were passed after the shooting rampage at Virginia Tech in 2007. The Texas bill has about 50 co-sponsors, including Republican Kelly Hancock of North Richland Hills.
A lot of the concern is overblown. You're not dealing with freshmen. You've got to be 21 years of age. You've got to be responsible enough to have taken a course while you're taking your collegiate courses as well.
It may seem like gun-friendly Texas would have few qualms about campus carry, but the bill has met opposition from an unlikely source, the Navy SEAL who is now chancellor of the University of Texas system.
This is not a case where I am in complete disagreement with people on the other side of the argument. I understand the other side of the argument, but my job right now is to protect the students and the faculty and the administrators and the clinicians.
That's Admiral William McRaven in an interview last week with the Texas Tribune. He asked Texas legislators not to allow more guns on campuses after hearing from doctors and nurses, campus police officers, and lots of faculty who said they would be less safe. McRaven reminded the legislators that suicide is a leading cause of death among college students and that they experience extreme emotional and psychological pressures in college. He pointed out that the bill includes an interesting exemption.
They don't allow campus carry in sporting events. Why is that? Passions run high at sporting events, and because the alcohol is introduced in addition to passions running high. But if you're a student who's got a failing grade who thinks that grade is your life, how much higher is that passion? If you're in a hospital and a loved one is sick and you think the doctor caused that, how much higher is that passion?
While other college presidents have concerns about campus carry, including the last chancellor of the UT system, political writer and Texas Tribune editor Ross Ramsey says McRaven's position as a four-star general and military hero carries special weight.
That might give pause to a legislator who was on the fence, might give somebody who is looking for a reason to vote against this some cover for voting against it.
Many students on campus at UT Arlington also have strong feelings about campus carry coming to their school. Here's Nathan Bergoglio near the Maverick Activity Center on Monday afternoon.
I think it's absurd. I mean, I think that it wouldn't make anyone safer. It wouldn't do any good. It would make me feel less safe.
Fellow student Joseph Cash agreed.
Since we have our own police department, they are everywhere on campus. Any building, they can be there within 3 minutes. So I personally would trust a trained individual versus a civilian to have a gun.
Then there's 19-year-old Yasmin Lozano, a member of the Texas State Guard.
People are really naive when it comes to guns. They just think guns equals killing or shootings, but it's not. It's also a thing of protection. I would actually carry on campus. So.
Yasmin, you're a pretty good shot.
I'm okay, I guess. Well, I'm still practicing because I'm still taking, like, the course.
The campus carry bill gets its first public hearing in Austin on Thursday. Chancellor McRaven says that whatever Texas lawmakers decide, he'll give a smart salute and make it work. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
The trial of Eddie Ray Ralph, the former Marine accused of killing American sniper Chris Kyle and his neighbor Chad Littlefield, is set to begin tomorrow in Stephenville. Defense attorneys say Ralph will plead not guilty by reason of insanity related to post-traumatic stress disorder. Dr. Reed Robinson, not involved in the case, is a psychologist with the Dallas VA Medical Center. He's treated veterans with PTSD for years.
Sometimes it's random, but very frequently it's triggered by other related events that serve to make their day-to-day lives feel very threatening and very anxiety-provoking in a way that makes them almost feel like they're still in a war zone.
Robinson says when veterans have PTSD, it's like re-experiencing a violent movie.
If you think about a really disturbing movie that you've seen, for veterans, they've lived through these experiences, and that movie could just pop up and kind of play through for them in a way that's very distressing, distracting, and upsetting at random times throughout their day.
10 women and 2 men have been selected as jurors for the trial, which is expected to last 2 weeks. Daniel Somers suffered from PTSD following combat duty in Iraq. And in 2013, at age 30, he committed suicide. Since then, his parents, Howard and Jean, have worked to improve health care for veterans. Today on Think, they talk to Chris Boyd about what they see as a first step in that process.
We need to rethink how the VA works. And so we look at Daniel and we say he had a problem getting access. Well, if they didn't have to be working on broken arms and dealing with prostate cancer, I mean, everybody in the community knows how to do these things. But what everybody in the community doesn't know how to do is how to deal with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and something systemic like Gulf War syndrome, which is, you know, the whole body experience. Daniel could have benefited from being in a place where that's what they dealt with the whole system, where there are team efforts. Now the VA, we know, has started a lot of programs in a lot of the VAs where they are doing integrated care. We actually think the community could benefit from doing that for everybody, but particularly for somebody who has multi-system problems and ones that not only are bodily but also mental.
Chris Boyd hosted a discussion with Jean and Harold Somers tonight at UT Dallas Center for Brain Health. Think re-airs tonight at 9, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. A controversial artwork standing in the water of White Rock Lake may be getting yanked out. As KERA's Drone Weeks reports, it's gotten a negative engineering report commissioned by the City of Dallas.
White Rock Water Theater is made of some 60 metal poles installed in 2001 near the Bathhouse Cultural Center. But the work has not been maintained for years because of repeated budget cutbacks to the city's Office of Cultural Affairs. Neighborhood groups complain it's an eyesore, but artists argue it would send a bad signal if the city commissioned a work, neglected it, then destroyed it. Last year, the Water Theater was put on a national list of endangered public artworks. Today, the city's engineering report concluded the steel system supporting it has failed completely. David Fisher is head of the Office of Cultural Affairs.
Given the engineering report, there are some significant issues with it. Could it be rebuilt? Yes. Is that the best decision in this case? I'm not sure.
A complete restoration of the Water Theater would cost close to $200,000, money the city does not have in its public art budget. Fisher says one solution that's been floated is to commission Tom Orr and Francis Bagley, the Dallas husband and wife artists who designed the Water Theater. They would design a new work for a new location on the lake. In a prepared statement, the artists said, "We applaud the Office of Cultural Affairs for proposing a win-win solution to the removal of Dallas' only environmental public artwork. A final decision may be made by the city's Cultural Affairs Commission in a vote on February 19th. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
You can like KERA on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.